Let's turn to the KRDO Newsline right now. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks has been covering the court appearance for the suspected Boulder shooter. Of course, this story dominating the headlines here in Colorado, all around the state, here in Southern Colorado as well, for the last couple of days. And Royal, thanks so much for joining us and giving us your insight into this court case. What do we know about this court appearance?
Well, it was pretty brief, really one word out of the defendant. He just said yes, answering a quick question by the judge. Essentially, he let his lawyers do the talking for him. And the defense attorneys want a mental assessment. They didn't say exactly what condition they think he might have, but law enforcement officials have said that his family has said he had delusions. He thought people were following or chasing him. And as a result, the judge went along with the request by the defense to basically put things off for 2 or 3 months to let the defense team evaluate his mental health situation and also get the information such as witness statements and other material the prosecution has been gathering concerning the crime that they are obliged to hand over to the defense. So essentially, things are going to be going on behind the scenes over the next 2 or 3 months before the next court hearing.
But it does seem pretty indicative of a possible mental competency defense that they may be going after with these requests, huh?
That's right. And of course, one of the lawyers representing this defendant is Daniel King. He's a longtime public defender in Colorado who represented the Aurora gunman who killed those 12 people in the 2012 movie theater shooting. And that Aurora defense hinged on the gunman's mental state. And so the speculation is, of course, that the same kind of approach might be taken by this defendant's lawyers. And, of course, as you know, Colorado last year became the 22nd state to abolish capital punishment. So if he is found guilty of murder in connection with the 10 deaths, then the maximum he could receive would be life in prison without possibility of parole.
It would just end up in that. If he were to end up being found not guilty by reason of insanity, for instance, as Holmes says, what happens to a suspect then if convicted of that?
Or, you know, it's interesting. People think back to the Ronald Reagan shooting when John Hinckley shot him just a couple of months into his term back in the 1980s. And although the jury found him not guilty, it was because of his insanity. And as a result, he didn't go free. He was actually in a mental hospital where he was not free to go outside. And, of course, in recent years, he's been given various leaves. And so the situation changes. But that would be an option if, in fact, his mental condition was found to prevent a conviction of the crime.
Right. And I know it's early on in this investigation, certainly in the legal proceedings. But with Holmes in the Aurora shooting, it seemed like there was very early on a healthy body of evidence that surfaced that Holmes had sought treatment or been put into treatment for mental health issues prior to this shooting ever taking place, the Aurora theater shooting. Do we have any information that's surfacing regarding this particular suspect?
No, we really don't know anything. They've been very tight-lipped in terms of details, so we don't know anything about the motive. And as you suggest, in the Aurora situation, there was a paper trail. There had been some treatment. There had been some attempts to reach out for assistance. Here, we don't know if this person has a history of mental health treatment. We don't know if the records pertaining to such things might come into play here. All we really know is the suggestion that the family members have said that, you know, he thought people were following or chasing him.
Right. And in the meantime, here in Southern Colorado with our Planned Parenthood shooting that happened back in 2015, there are a number of members of the public, victims, relatives who have waited for their day in court. And yet that has been pushed off time and time again because of mental competency issues on the part of the suspect in that shooting as well. So, we can just only wait and see what happens with Ahmaud Alisa. Royal Oaks, who's the ABC News analyst, who is now looking into the suspected Boulder shooting trial as it plays out. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.